Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm live now, so thanks everybody for holding on there. I imagine no one was holding on there because no one listens to this shit show, nor will I even listen to this, but we've got a little quick show here. I'm only making it a quick half hour. This show is really more for me than for my co-host Brett, who will be joining me shortly, I believe. He's supposed to call in, so we're going to work on doing this call-in thing and see what happens. Last time I remember it went really smooth, there was no problems, and I'm a liar. Now that was definitely not the case. It was great. It was great radio, because that's what we do here, great radio. That we're thinking of changing our name from Offensive Minded to Great Radio, because that's what we do. And but really, actually, what I call this title is called The Purple Hangover. But I probably should introduce who we are. My name is Chad, my co-host Brett, who probably won't call because he's trying to get his kids to go to sleep and they don't sleep. But I told him to kind of see if he could find some medication to put down their mouth while they're sleeping, or, like, you know, maybe put some dopamine or something, inject it into a candy bar and feed it to them, things like that, to try to, you know, other things, you know, to see if they would go to sleep. I feel like I'd be a good dad, you know, either that or tell them, you know, if they don't go to sleep, you'll never buy them anything and they'll never get to eat again. You know, just those type of good tips. I feel like I should probably give parenting advice. But, yeah, I think he'll join us shortly if he's not trying to call in already. But what this is we're offensive-minded. We talk shit. We yell. We scream. And we're basically offensive. Minded to everybody. We're equal employer, equal haters. So, you know, we don't just pick on one thing. We just kind of just make fun of it all, because in the end, it's all just kind of a joke anyway. And I think people take themselves too seriously nowadays, and we should all just lighten up. And that's kind of what we do here at Offensive Mind, just have a little bit of fun and lightheartedness and stuff, which makes it, I think, fun. But on this episode, this one's just pretty much for me. It's called Purple Hangover, and I'm just going to be going in more depth about the Minnesota Vikings, about the game last night with the Minnesota Vikings versus the Saints. We will touch on probably like the other games. I don't know what they were, but, you know, I'll probably just have to look it up quick and see. There were some other games, I think. No, I know the other games. I can go in those if I need to on my own here. I don't know if my host is going to call it or not, so no big deal. And we're basically just going to kind of go over that and just go over a little bit of what happened with the Saints and the Vikings. And, you know, if we have any callers, feel free to call in. I don't know what the number is, but, you know, if you want to look it up, you could just Google it, and I'm sure you could find it, you know, so just, you know, take your time. Oh, here we go, guest calling. So you can call us at 929-477-2959. Or if Brett's trying to figure out what number, because he's actually listening to this but can't call, hey, dude. It's 929-477-2959. That's the guest call-in, bro. I'm sure it's fine if you call in the guest call-in. We'll just keep you on because I can't think that anyone else would actually listen to this show. But anyway, it's basically time to get into this because I don't have a lot of time. This is just a quick half-hour show. So here's my Purple Hangover notes. First, I want to tribute the Saints fans and the players. I mean, honestly, that was one hell of a game, Saints fans, and that's all I really can say. That was one hell of a game. I mean, you have an amazing team. Drew Brees is absolutely effing unbelievable after what I saw, because I was lucky enough to actually be there, which was pretty awesome. But all I can say, Saints fans, is honestly, I think, you know, I knew you guys. I heard some. I've been listening to the Saints radio here all the week before the game, and I do remember, like hearing Saints fans going like, oh, he's better than Brady. You know, in my mind, I was like, that's look, man, I mean, Brees is good, but come on. But after watching how he dissected our defense there in the second half, that was very impressive. That was special. And that was one hell of a game, Saints fans. I mean, that you have yourself one hell of a football team there. They are no joke. And I'm sure there's animosity. Like, I know you're probably all really pissed off at me about this and stuff, and I get that. But at the same time, you know, it's just football, and like I honestly like think people like I don't like to talk smack. I don't do it. I do it for fun. I don't like to like hate any team because I think you're kind of just a pussy, to be really honest. I mean, what kind of pussy actually cares about a football team that he's not playing on? That yes, he spends a whole hours or a couple hours a day watching. It's not your team. You know, you're part of the team, but you don't own the team. There's no actual connection. If the Saints win or lose, fans, it's not like you're not going to get a raise. It's not like, you know, all of a sudden your girlfriend's going to leave you. It has nothing to do with you. So I don't know why people take it so goddamn personal. You know, I'll say that. I feel like people just take it too personal. And people are hypocrites. And I'll give you a hypocritical example. I want to definitely honestly just say, Saints, that you have an amazing team. And if you're having – and I really thought that was really cool with Marcus Williams, how you guys actually showed up on their plane and had those signs for them. That was classy. That's a classy fan base right there. And, you know, I hope we can talk smack without having to kill each other, you know. I mean, what do I mean, obviously I'm on the Viking side. Something I hear about the bounty gate, I don't know enough about it. But I will say this, Saints fans, to take your side, whether I sound like Switzerland or not, you know, I don't really give a shit about bounty gate. What really bothered me about the 2009 game was that my fucking running back, he just fumbled, I think, even five or six times. I don't remember the exact amount, but I know he fumbled way too much. I know that for an answer. And that was just ridiculous. And so I feel like that is really where the problem was, not the Saints. So not like this bounty gate shit and stuff like that. Because honestly, every team cheats and every team plays as hard as they can to win. And that's where the hypocriticism of I hate, you know, and I love being a Viking fan, but what would have happened if you think we would have taken out Drew Brees? What do you think would have happened? I'll tell you what would happen. We'd be happy as hell and say, no, it's not bullshit. And then you'd have Saints fans saying it's bullshit. So here's the reality. Everybody's trying to win, and they're doing whatever the fuck they can to win. And the chips fall where the chips are going to fall. You know, and they just didn't fall in your era. They just didn't fall for you this time. But, like, what do you have to worry about? Like, you're an amazing team. You're just starting out. Your defense still needs work. And you still pretty much, you know, you pretty much you came real close to winning that one, man. And your team's new. So I feel like even though you'll probably won't have Drew Brees in a couple more years, maybe longer, you know, but I feel like that won't be a problem with this new team that you're building. It's going to be something special. So, you know, maybe you'll take it away from us again and another time and we can have, like, a rival. But I never want it to be this bullshit, like, actual hate rival. If you, to any of you people that hate another team, stop being such a pussy and handle your loss like a human being, you know? Have some fucking class. Have some thick skin and handle your fucking loss, you know? And if we do play Philadelphia and if we get blown out by 45-0, do you think I'm going to jump on the goddamn Twitter or jump on the goddamn, you know, Facebook and say, like, oh, it's all bullshit, it's all bullshit, the calls, the ref calls. It's not the fucking ref. It's not the fucking, that's all bullshit. It's the fact that 52 guys made less mistakes than the other 52. And that's what it's about. Mistakes and errors, and hearted a little bit about it. But that's really what it's about. And you want to throw a bunch of bullshit statistics at me and referees and all that kind of stuff, go ahead. But in all honesty, like my dad always says, when you want to beat a champion, you don't win by decision. You knock them the fuck out. So that's how I feel about it, man. Like, I just wish people would stop being so hypocritical because if anything, you know, that's why I'm not here to rub it in your face, Saints fans, that we won. I'm not doing it. You know, and I don't know if that makes me a bad Viking fan or not, but I'm not doing it. I get how this game works. I get how it works, you know, and it has nothing to do with me, you know. So I'm sorry you guys lost. I really am, you know, but it happens. So keep your chins up. Marcus Williams, you've got a hell of a team, and maybe you'll come back and whoop our ass in another time. But if you do, you won't see me trying to create a rival. Unless it's fun shit talk. I like to talk fun shit talk. It's not like I want to really, like, go over and, like, fuck your mothers, you know. I mean, I don't want to do anything like that. You know, I just want to enjoy the game and talk some smack and have some fun with it. And I want people to stop being such fucking pussies and so sensitive about this goddamn football. Anyway, long tangent, but that was important. But I do want to, but I do want to, I still want to give you, I want to give credit to you, Saints fans, again. That was just unbelievable. Great game. I really loved the game. And if we, and honestly, I thought, I had a thought there where we were going to lose. I really did. I kept hope all the way to the last second, though. I really did. I'm not lying about that. But I watched it, and it was just like, you know, if we lose, it was still a hell of a game. It was a hell of a game, and I really enjoyed it. So there we go. I've got off on my other topics, but we kind of get into the game and analyze it just a little bit. How did you guys, how did they come back? How did the Saints come back? Well, I think I have two words, Drew Brees. I mean, I don't know if, and I love, I don't know if Saints fan won't call in or anything, but I would love, but you know, I would love, you can follow us on Twitter if you want to tweet this too. I mean, there's at offensive mind, it's spelled A, and then pretty much instead of offensive minded, I couldn't get the copyright, didn't have the copyright for it, so I had to put A offensive mind. So it's pretty much, you spell offensive except remove the A and, or sorry, remove the O and add the A. So it's offensive minded. Basically, and that's the Twitter handle. I don't remember my fucking host handle. I never tweet him. I probably should do that sometime. I should check his Twitter. He's got like 800 followers and shit. I don't know. Whatever. He's doing his own thing. Fuck him. But I feel like that happened. And then I think the tribute, but I think we need to, I'll analyze it a little bit more in detail. And I think that Brees exposed the weaknesses of our secondary. I mean, there's Alexander. I get his name wrong. Sorry, he's basically our slot corner, Alexander McCormick or Alexander something. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name right now. And he's a slot receiver, and he is the weakest because he's the newest. And Brees definitely, and Peyton, because Sean Payton's a hell of a coach, and he set up some great schemes there to expose our weakness, you know, basically to scheme for Alexander because he is our weakest link by far. And I think another part of it too, when Sadejo got taken out, and guess what? That hit wasn't bullshit, by the way. I don't care if I sound like Switzerland. Fuck anyone who thinks that. Fuck you people if you think I sound like Switzerland. I know football, okay, and I know a hit. That hit was a little bit too much, but I just feel like if that hit was on the Viking side, nothing, there would be no problem. I feel like that hit was a little too much for any team or anything. That was a little bit too much, but that's all right. It's the playoff, man. You're going to do what you can to win. You know, you're going to do what you can to win. It's just when people get pissed when it doesn't work out on their side. But, you know, Sendejo is definitely injured, so I kind of was hoping you know, I guess the way I look at it is, like, he didn't, like, really come at him full bore. I mean, if he would have came at him full bore, then I would have called you out on Saints fans. But it was a little bit more contact than expected, but at the same time, Sadejo wasn't down. It's not like he – so, anyway, when he went down – only got 15 minutes left. When he went down, I feel like that changed our defense a lot because people don't know, nor did I know until I learned to listen a little bit more about it, that Sadejo is a very big part of the communication of the secondary. I mean, he's kind of he's the veteran, and he guides people and lets them know where they got to be and what's going on. And I feel like when he got taken out, when he had his concussion, that the secondary couldn't really stay in communication and work as well as they normally do. But a big part of that is just Brees. I mean, the way where he puts that ball. I mean, I don't know when we play Foles. I'm sure Foles is amazing. I don't know if he's as good as Drew Brees, but maybe he is. I'm not going to say he isn't or isn't, but I'm just going to say that was just unbelievable, and I don't want to take that away from Brees. I love Brees. I think he's a great guy, and I think it's great that you guys have him. And, you know, I'm jealous. I wish we had him, but, you know, it's the way it is. And Drew Brees played amazingly. And that was unfucking believable. And I honestly am still, I can't say it right now. I have to watch the game a little bit more, but I have to just take another look and see if I can put him ahead of Brady as the best quarterback. And I don't know, I can tell you he's definitely in the run. I mean, there's definitely a reason, there's a strong reason to, you know, fucking to argue. It's a strong argument for it. I mean, there's a strong motherfucking argument for it. So. Brees just put the ball where we could not get it, and we didn't rush Brees. There was not much pressure, so the Saints really did a good job on keeping protecting their quarterback to give him time to create the deception he likes to create, to give him time to do all his reads and find the weakness in the defense, and he did that, and he did it Fuck, in my opinion, he did it too well. So we were in deep shit there, you know, and I feel like that's kind of where things went down. And also, I mean, he shut the crowd up. That helped a lot by winning like that and kind of taking the sales out of us. But I really think it led to Drew Brees. Kamara had some good screens there and whatnot. That touchdown catch was awesome, but it was only because it was thrown off the back shoulder by Brees. So it was really good. And that was that Kamara was a big part of it too. But I want to give credit to your defense too. I mean, that defense for the Saints was very hard. And people are right when you're underrated. This defense is underrated. They put a lot of pressure on our quarterbacks. We can't pride ourselves on our offensive line. They are not just some kind of pussy ass offensive line. They worked their ass off a lot, insanely. And they practically joined the tip, and you know they did, and they had a hell of a challenge against the Saints. So I feel like the Saints put the pressure on. There was some mistakes by the Vikings too, though. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The snap count. I mean, for that fumbled kick, because the snapper, it looked like the snappers just didn't get it right. You know, a couple misreads by Keenan, and the interception thrown off his back foot. Horrible idea. So we learned basically in this game that, you know, what it really, I think, teaches Saints and Viking players or and now people, fans all alike, is that, the little things are everything in a championship game or in a playoff game, not a championship game, but a playoff game. They're everything. And, like, we didn't – so it's really important that normally I know that our quarterback is like, well, I'll take big risks, and that's great because that's what Drew Brees does, and it makes sense. But you got to be wise enough and smart enough to know when you take that risk and when you don't. I look at it like when you're going to pull – I don't know if any of you – I'm sure if anyone's listening, if you've been in city traffic, man, but when you're in the peak of city traffic, there's cars everywhere. And if you just put your blinker on and hope that you get in that fucking right lane, forget about it. You're never going to get in that right lane. You're going to be fucked. But what you do, though, is you can put your turn signal on, but the minute you put the turn signal on, you got to look that second real quick and then fly in that lane. So, yeah, you got to look, but you don't spend all your time guessing. You look. You analyze it very quickly, and then you go. And I just feel like, I don't know if Keenum does that when he's had all the pressure that he had on him and stuff, you know. So good job to the Saints defense. Good job to the Vikings offense for finding a way to, even though the way that defense has come with that, those pressures, to find a way to still get it to go, you know, to still find a way to win. And that was like the part that really scared me, is when it was the second quarter, and the third quarter was kind of pretty much the same thing. Brees just ripping us apart, and Michael Thomas was free as hell, though, too. I mean, that did not help. Like, he got in Rhodes' head, and Rhodes let him win like that. I mean, I hope he learned his lesson about you cannot let, especially the playoffs, let anybody get to you, you know, whether they cut your fucking quarterback's head off and hold it high in the air. You know, you got the best way to beat a football team that talks smack, the best way to beat a team that says bad shit, the best way is to beat them on the field. It is the best way. I do it all the time if I compete in something. No one rattles me because I'm like, good, you're motivating me to make sure that I get that score on that board or I make that shot. So that when you come and say some shit, I can walk up to you and go, I won the game. And that's checkmate. That's checkmate. No matter what you say, that's checkmate. And that's what he should have done. So hopefully he doesn't let that happen with the Eagles getting his head and whatnot. Other stuff I noticed. Not much. I mean, it was back and forth. Your Lutz is a hell of a kicker. Jesus Christ, that was a hell of a kick. You know, and it did, and it just wasn't enough. And you know, I'm Marcus Williams, and I'm sure you're never going to listen to this, nor should you. You've got better things to do with your time. But Marcus Williams, I feel like, you know, you don't let it get to you. And I know you said some really good stuff in these speeches that you're not going to let this define your who you are in your career. But those are just words now. So hopefully, you prove it, prove by your work actions and whatnot like that. So, you know, Marcus Williams, you'll get over it. See how much of a nice fan I am, people? You don't need to be a fucking douche and a dick to be a fucking fan of football. I'm against it. I am. Fucking, that's not, you want me to be a dick? I'm a dick against everyone who's such a fucking loser, that is so fucking desperate that they need a team.
to fucking feel good about themselves. It's fucking ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. You got fucking pride. If you're holding on to a football team to decide if you're happy or to decide if, you know, life is worth living, then you fucking seriously need to get mental help, period. That's it. I'm not going to be nice about it. Fuck you. I'm not being nice. Go get help. I'm being nice about that. That's some good advice. Go get help. Jesus Christ, it's football. It's all it is. Anyway, I feel like the goddamn players sometimes get it better than the fucking fans. Anyway, went off on that. So that's how I felt like came back Drew Brees. I mean, I think that's honest, right? I mean, but Sean Payton had some great deception plays too. He's very good at that. And and you guys definitely would have won too if Sneed threw the goddamn ball. If you threw the damn ball. So it'd just be work, you know, it'd just be better if you guys just did that. So, but it didn't work out. Sneed threw it a little short. I don't know why that call was made. I mean, I feel like, you know, I imagine calls like that get made because Sean Payton definitely has a chip on his shoulder. He wants to show how he can beat any team. He wants to be like another Belichick, and he wants to prove that he's the best coach. So I feel like he kind of spent too late at night thinking about it all, and then he created this gadget play. And I feel like that's probably the worst thing you can do as a coach or balls just overthink the plays. Stick with the talent. You stick with the plays that you know. And he learned his lesson for next time because I'm sure he's still learning just like everybody. And now I'm going to go to my Vikings. So can Case win it all? Yeah, I think he can. But I think he can. But before I just get caught, I'm not getting cocky because. Okay, so then, like, I guess what? Sorry, I got a text from my host. I should have not stopped there. I'm only listening. This is just gonna go into some fucking vault somewhere, so it's no big deal. But no, I feel like Casey cannot win at all if he doesn't learn how to get. He's got to learn how to see those reads quicker, and he's got to get the ball out quicker. Holds onto that ball way too long for playoff contention. And he misses reads. He looks for Diggs and he looks for Thielen and anybody that knows football knows that. But he's really got to start looking at those third reads and he's got to get that ball out faster. So I think he can win it all. I do. I really, well, he can't win it all. It's just a team thing. But I think he can, the defense has to play a lot better than it did against the Saints. But I feel like, if he can learn how to avoid those damn interceptions. If you can avoid those interceptions and get that ball out quicker, because now every it seems like every game, every step up closer to the championship, there's more pressure every time. More pressure, more pressure. So, I think he can. I do think he can. But he's gotta, like I said, I keep repeating, but he's gotta get out of that pocket a lot quicker. I mean, he's just gotta see the reads quicker and he's gotta get that ball out quicker. He's just got to. I mean, I know what we're up against, and this Eagles defense is no fucking joke. And anyone who thinks that we're going to walk in there and just kill the Eagles is an idiot. It's just that simple. This team is not a joke. This team just took down the Falcons, who have Julio Jones. They have a very underrated wide receiver, Sanu, and they also have some hell of a running backs. And not to mention, they also are a team. They also have a front seven. The Eagles' front seven is sick. In fact, I think I don't have stats top of my head, but I'm pretty sure they matched up with the Vikings for like two or the last 4 weeks with an under with a, even I think maybe even a better passing defense or sorry, running defense or just defense in general. I mean, that team is not a fucking joke and Philly found a way to beat them. So do not think for a second I'm going to say anything bad about Philly. I am definitely going to take that game very seriously. But Case, in order for Case to do it, he's got to release that ball quicker. We'll have more on that next week. This week too, we're going to do another one here. Did a better team lose? I've heard that one. I've heard that one too. And my answer is this: if you think that, Saints fans, then that means if you believe that, I want you to think about this. If you really believe that the better team lost, then you have to say that same thing about the Minnesota Vikings of 2009. Because if we play this stupid fucking game, which is stupid, if we play this game, I'll play it for you just for a second. We'll play this dumb, stupid game. We'll play. Adrian Peterson did not have more than four or five fumbles. You really think that you would have won the game if Brett Favre would have not thrown across his body? Do you really think you would have won the game? And here's the best part. You'll argue yes, and then Vikings fans will argue no. And the reality is, it doesn't matter, and no one does know. But if we just did it hypothetically, if there wasn't all those fumbles by Adrian Peterson and Brett Favre just ran for the field goal, like, he didn't throw across the body and go for it all. He just ran. He ran on his broken ankle for three or five more yards to get the field goal. Do you really think you would have won the game? If you say yes, then good for you. That's good. I totally agree with you. So I don't believe that bullshit that the better team lose, because the better anyone that wins is the better team. It's decided. Period. If you want to make up excuses to feel better for yourself, go ahead. But you know, when you beat us in 2009, I didn't make up excuses. I didn't buy the bounty gate shit, and I probably, honestly, I'd have to read more about it, but I still don't. I don't think it was the number one factor. Someone wants to be a baby and cry about it, that's fine, I'm not. So, no, the better team did not lose, because you beat us in 2009, and you were the better team. And now we became the better team. Did we get lucky? Hell yes. Did you get lucky in 2009? Hell yes, you did. Come on. He threw it across the body there. He threw it across the body. So I asked you. So if we want to play the game, we can play it. If Brett Favre kicks, Brett Favre runs, we get the field goal, you have no, barely any time left to counter that. Same way in this scenario. You know, you hit us. The thing is, though, even if that catch was still made, is the problem, though, because you have to think about that. The catch is still made, but it would come down to, can Kyle Forbath make a 56-yard field goal? Saints fans will say, obviously, no. Vikings fans, yes. It's just stupid. We'll never know. It went the way it's supposed to go. So I don't believe the better team lost. I did hear Deion Sanders say that, too, and I think he's completely wrong. I don't agree. You want to say that? Go ahead. You want to say excuses we beat ourselves? Go ahead. But guess what? If you analyze every fucking ball game from now until you're dead, you'll find mistakes and you'll see every team beats itself. That's what it is. As a Belichick tries to teach his team to not make any mistakes, so then you don't beat yourself, because every team beats itself. I mean, my God, if you could have every team play perfectly, my God, I bet you the overtime would go for like, there'd be like 18 overtimes, I bet. It'd be insane. Other games, I have 10 seconds left, and I think I go off live. But other games, I'll talk off air about other games, because I go live for a little bit, and I got to wrap this up. They're no joke. No joke, man. No joke about the Jaguars. Steelers learned it. No joke. And Patriot fans are like, yeah, we're going to roll right over them. No problem. Go ahead, think that. Don't go. I suggest you don't be as stupid, or not stupid, as cocky as the Steelers are. Jaguars are no joke. I mean, Blake Bortles is no joke. This is a serious team with a serious defense, and do not underestimate them. They've got a run game. They've got a well-balanced game. That run game that they, when they got Fournette, that did help them immensely, because it really helps balance the attack, and it gives Bortles enough time. It definitely keeps defenses honest and gives Bortles enough time to look through his reads and his progressions and get that ball out. And he's got a good arm. He's always had a good arm. It's that offensive line is pretty damn good too. So do not underestimate the Jaguars. And Brady, if he's any smarter, as smart of a man as I think he is, especially, you know, that he knows that this Jaguars is a problem. They will rush. They will get to him, period. That's a fact. How Brady handles it is the question. And I'm sure he'll handle it well. So watch out too, Jag fans. And then there's ours. Wow. Yeah, I won't underestimate these Eagles, man. All I know is we're just going to go out there and give it everything we got, and just make sure we don't make as many mistakes as we did the last time, because mistakes are what wins championships or loses one. So I don't think I like talking to myself on the phone anymore. I'm going to go. But just hopefully those are some quick thoughts, you know, to think about. And we're going to go way more depth about these games for sure coming up Friday or Saturday or something like that. So if anyone's listening, I apologize. This wasn't our regular show. You know, I always like kind of doing a show by myself, though, so you can kind of know what I'm about. I'd like Brett to do, my co-host, to do a show, too, so people could know what he's about. But, you know, I mean, if you have heard our show before and maybe some people are on the fence about how offensive we are, I just want you to know that everything we say, we really don't take it personal, and you shouldn't either, because the only person who decides, you know, if you're a good person or a bad, like, the only person who decides what you are is yourself. You make that ultimate decision. Someone might say something about you, but that's their problem. It's not yours. It's only your problem until you make it that. So don't ever, you know, if any way we offend, or any, I personally feel this, if any way I've offended you or hurt your feelings, it's completely unintentional. I'm just having fun and trying not to take that so seriously. And who gives a shit what I say anyways? I'm talking right now in my bedroom, you know, when I have roommates, for Christ's sakes, and I'm like 40 years old. I don't think, I don't think you should give a shit about what I have to say, man. Anyway, at least think a little bit about the thoughts I gave their Saints fans about if you're the better team. And sorry you lost. Better luck next year. And that's all. I have to finish it with this. Skull Vikings. The reason we made that miracle happen is because we all believed. And we got to keep believing, man, because that I think that's really important. So keep believing, less mistakes, man. Don't stop believing, because I sure as hell am not. Let's go, Vikings, and we'll see you in about 4 days.